This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Hello, this is a breaking episode of Newscast, which we're recording at 1:45 on Wednesday afternoon, following the news that the former BBC newsreader Hugh Edwards this morning pled guilty to three charges of making indecent images of children.
Newscast.
Newscast from the BBC.
Hello, it's Adam in the Newscast studio. And earlier this morning, Hugh Edwards, the former BBC newsreader, was seen in public for the first time since allegations surrounding his private life emerged last summer. He was arriving at Westminster Magistrates Court. He was wearing sunglasses. He was surrounded by police. He was jostled by a huge crowd of reporters as he entered the building. Just a few minutes later, he pled guilty to the three charges he was facing. They were of making indecent images of children. And we learnt that he was accused of having 41 images on a device, which had been sent to him by another man via WhatsApp, the messaging service. Seven of those images were known as Category A images, which are the most serious kinds in these cases. And also, we should just say that that phrase, making indecent images, that law covers a few things. It's not necessarily actually filming them or taking the photos yourself. It can just be possessing them. Hugh Edwards' lawyer said in court that Hugh Edwards had not made these images himself. He had received them. And in terms of the timeline, we got clarification that he'd been arrested last November, was charged last month, and he will receive his sentence on the 16th of September. Well, when news about Hugh Edwards first emerged last year, we followed the whole story with BBC media editor Katie Razzle, who's here. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Adam.
I suppose the first thing we should say is this is a separate case from what we were talking about last summer, where the police decided there were no criminal charges to answer with that claim that Hugh Edwards had paid a young person for pictures.
It is completely separate. So The Sun, everyone will remember, broke that story with a series of stories over days about Hugh Edwards and what they called sordid images relating to a young person. We then, as part of that, broke the story that the young person had said actually there was effectively there was no story here, that they'd said that wasn't true, The Sun was wrong. Lots of people did come out and say this is an invasion of Hugh Edwards' privacy, this is a private matter, and particularly once the police said no case to answer, you know, there's nothing illegal that's happened here. Lots of people were saying this is appalling. You know, this man has been introduced in the media because remember at the beginning it was an unnamed TV presenter, but then after lots of people were named on Twitter, then and misnamed, you know, shouldn't have been named, and people like Jeremy Vine came out saying it's not me, then eventually Hugh Edwards' wife did come out and say it is my husband, he's suffering a serious mental health episode. So that was the story back then. This is entirely different.
And this case has been treated very differently because, for example, we didn't even know that he'd first been arrested last year.
Absolutely not. So he was arrested in November last year. We certainly didn't know that. That is, of course, one of the key questions for the BBC, not us at the BBC, but the actual BBC, corporate BBC, yeah, is what did they know? Because they have been involved in this investigation into Hugh Edwards, which was never made public. It then announced in April that he had resigned. There was no information other than a fairly short statement of a few words about Hugh Edwards and the fact that he'd resigned. What we need to know, and we're asking the BBC this, is when did they know he'd been arrested? Did they ever know he'd been arrested? Why did they continue to pay his salary if they did know he'd been arrested? Clearly, I think there's something around the BBC, presumably, in this sort of situation, is balancing your role as an employer and the duty of care you have to employees, and if they're under investigation and if they've been suspended or whatever, you know, what role you have as their sort of corporate employer. And then, of course, the public facing taxpayer funded side of the BBC, which is, you know, clearly needed to look at this and make decisions. So but it is a key question. Did the BBC know that he had been arrested on these very serious charges and unrelated charges?
And I suppose the wrinkle to this is that last week we got the BBC's annual report, and a section of that which everyone goes to first is how much the big stars are paid in their salary. And that report revealed that Hugh Edwards had had his full salary for the whole year and had actually had a pay rise in that year as well.
Yes, I mean, pretty galling for many people to look at that report and see that Hugh Edwards was the third highest paid BBC presenter last year, earning up to, I think, £480,000. He'd had this £40,000 pay rise through that year. Now, Tim Davey did do an interview. The Director General, Tim Davey. He was asked about this on the day because he spoke to journalists, not really an interview, but he spoke to journalists on an off-camera briefing on that day. And he talked not specifically about Hugh Edwards, but he did say, you know, in these sorts of situations where somebody may have earned a pay rise ahead of, you know, whatever might have emerged about them, you know, it felt like this was part of that he'd got this pay rise at the beginning of the year for whatever reason, and then later, you know, had been suspended, and suspended on full pay. But, you know, pretty galling to look at that, perhaps. But at the same time, you can see from the BBC's perspective, I suppose, that you have to keep paying someone while they're under investigation. It'd be very unfair. Imagine if that person, you know, was cleared at the end of the investigation and you'd said, right, you're not going to be paid for that.
Well, yeah, because you're innocent till proven guilty.
Exactly.
Or you plead guilty in court. And just what do you make of Hugh Edwards' professional journey here? He has gone from like the legendary newsreader of his generation to then a sort of tragic figure to now actually somebody who's pled guilty to serious charges.
Well, it is quite a fall from grace, isn't it? If you think about somebody who has been, I mean, he has embodied trust, reliability, responsibility as that BBC face, one of the most trusted. You know, the BBC is the most trusted news brand of the public service broadcasters in the UK. And he is the face of that. Well, he was not just as a presenter on News at 10, but of course also, you know, the election programmes, announcing the death of the Queen, being the lead person taking us through the coronation of King Charles. He has held our hand through all these really incredible moments of our national life. And to go, you know, who would imagine that somebody in that position could end up today in a court of law quietly pleading guilty to these really, really serious charges? I think for many people in the BBC, it will be baffling, and for many people outside as well, of course.
And we should say, for full transparency, we as BBC employees don't have special access to any of this stuff. We are as much in the dark as people watching the news and listening to this are. And even if you want to get answers from the BBC management, you have to go through the formal process of requesting a comment via the press office. It's not like because we're the BBC, we get special stuff.
No, exactly. I mean, I'm like any other journalist covering this story. I'm calling the BBC, the corporate press office, and asking them a series of questions, which so far they haven't answered, but it's early. You know, we expect an answer from them. We probably expect a statement from the Director General or somebody later today. But we don't know whether this, you know, over the last few days, this story has come as a surprise to them or not. And we hope to find that out.
And just to end, one of the things that has really struck me the last few days, and a few people have picked up on this on social media, is that when the BBC News Channel is covering this story, it sometimes looks like Hugh Edwards is presenting the news, because the only footage that really exists of him is him doing his job presenting the news. And so if you want to cover this story, you've basically just got pictures of him doing his old job. But then I suppose there's now a new kind of iconic picture, which is him arriving in court in the sunglasses, surrounded by all the press.
Absolutely. Who would have thought that those would be the pictures that you'd end up having of Hugh Edwards? Because you're right, all my pieces that I've done up to now have included, you know, the last time he was on the news, which was when he was presenting from Edinburgh last summer before he, you know, disappeared off our screens. Of course, now there are those pictures that are a sad and sorry end to somebody who once had a glittering career inside the BBC.
Well, Katie, I know you've got to do loads of news outlets and the media show as well, like four jobs for you today. So thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
And after this morning's hearing, there was a statement from the Crown Prosecution Service, which said accessing indecent images of underage people perpetuates the sexual exploitation of children, which has deep, long lasting trauma on these victims. They added the CPS and the Metropolitan Police were able to prove that Edwards was receiving illegal material involving children via WhatsApp. So that's that for this episode of Newscast. Hugh Edwards will be sentenced on the 16th of September. And if you've been affected by any of the issues that are raised by this case, you can get help and advice from the BBC Action Line. That's bbc.co.uk/actionline. And we'll be back with another episode later. Thank you for listening.